We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, we're back. Carden Roberts on the fan. Two things. One, since Evan is a historian of politics, I'll give you a quick story involving James Madison. But first, okay. Mike Puma, this is how you give credit to reporters who have stories that you don't have. Mike Puma. New York Post, where they buy podcast downloads.
That's how they're known now.
Starling Marte's return, not happening.
Not happening, period?
Not imminent. He can't grip a bat, can't grip a ball. Starling Marte is not playing.
All right.
I want
Mitch Keller arrested.
Mitch Keller? Who's that?
Yeah, figure that out.
I don't want to figure it out. Just tell me who the guy is.
Figure it out.
Is he
as
the
you
guy
throw
that,
a chair down?
Yes.
Yeah. You can't be surprised about this. There's never been a Starling Marte positive update over the last week. They always said, oh, he thinks he'll be ready for the Atlanta series. You could think all you want. If he can't grip a bat, he can't grip a bat. So forget the Atlanta series. Obviously, forget the Washington series. And now you have to make believe he doesn't exist because there's no.
Because he doesn't.
When's he coming back? And by the
not
way.
Not imminently.
It's not an excuse. As much as they miss him, the Atlanta Braves, you know the team you're tied with?
Yep.
Won a freaking World Series last year without
Starling Marte.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't on the team.
Ronald Acuna.
Ronald Acuna.
Yes.
So you know what? Guys have to step up.
Yeah, of course you
do. That's the bottom line. Now, I trust Tyler Naquin to step up? Not necessarily.
Yeah. Well, listen. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
You gonna cry about it? No.
Yeah.
You're going to go out there with the best team you can put together, cross your fingers so you can beat the Marlins.
You'll be fine.
And here's what's going to happen. I know
Stop
you.
Stop with the you'll be fine yeah, crap, Mr. I've already won the division. What?
My man. You are going to be fine. Don't worry about it. But that being said,
yep.
Beat the Marlins.
I agree.
Like, I'm not worried.
It's no excuse. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Like, it's not an excuse. Marlins. Look, like, you, who am I asking you to beat?
The
Marlins.
Are the Mets... Is the Met lineup different without Starling Marte? Absolutely no one would argue that. But it's not an excuse.
Correct.
I've seen teams go on postseason runs with better players out. And you're right. The teams you've been losing to that's allowed this division lead to get down to nil has been teams you have no excuse. You got to beat them.
They should have wrapped this division up already. But they didn't.
Well, they should go into this series two games up. Maybe more. When you look at the games they lost against Chicago, the game last night against Miami, the 2 or 3 against Washington. Now, I acknowledge the Mets have been given no margin for error because they are in a really, really good division.
Yeah.
You're going to take this as some kind of insult. It's not.
Why do you say that?
Because
to me?
I want to give an example.
I don't want to be insulted you say the same thing to me. You're going to take this as an insult.
Because
but.
Sometimes you take things that aren't meant to be insults as insults. The Yankees had a margin for error. And that's not a knock
Why
on that.
Why would I be insulted by
Because
that?
You would take it as a shot at the Yankees. It's not. The Yankees
I thought you were
won
taking
the
a shot at me.
No.
Oh, I'm going to say whatever the hell you want about the Yankees. What do I care?
Yeah, Big Mac takes it personal.
Like,
it's not a knock.
Insulting.
It's not a knock on them because the AL East is a very good division, a different good division in terms of the depth of it. But the Mets have no margin for error because of how good Atlanta's been all season long.
Yeah.
And so when you get tripped up like they have over the last month against these mediocre teams, you set up to be tied. But here's what it comes down to. Win tonight, win 2 out of 3 against the Braves. Just do it.
I don't even know why we're talking about the Braves right now. Win tonight, because if you can't beat the Marlins in back-to-back games with a pennant on the line, a division title on the line, you got bigger problems when you go down to Atlanta than the storm, buddy. So let's just focus on tonight. You got Taiwan Walker pitching tonight. Yeah. Which Taiwan are you getting? First half or second half? I don't know.
Well, he's been better on the second half.
I know it's going to happen, though. Big Mac and I are going to be our usual Wednesday night book club meeting online. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be discussing not the book, of course, because it's what we do.
We're going to break down the Yankee rotation.
No, the book for nothing?
Yeah, for this week you did. Sorry, pal. No, we're going to be watching the Met game on our phones while the ladies talk about the books that we're supposed to read. And we're going to laugh if the Marlins go up 1-0 early.
Oh, good.
Because God forbid for you that the Marlins score a run in the top of the first.
Yeah.
That place is going to be a morgue.
Well, look at
quickly.
Last night.
Yeah.
Look, it got loud when Pete Alonso hit the 3-run home run to take the 4-0 game to 4-3. But here's where they lost the game. The very next inning. That needs to be a shutdown inning.
Right.
And you promptly give 2 runs back. Yeah, and again, you're chasing 3.
Even when they balked in a run in a situation I've never seen in my life where McNeil gets the infield single, he gets balked to second, he gets balked to third, and then a 3-1 pitch, he gets balked home.
Yeah.
What?
That was crazy.
What?
That was crazy. Think about all the pitches that, I think it was 2 strikes and a ball that got wiped off the board because the pitch doesn't count when a balk is called.
Balk, balk, balk. It's like, if you told me, and I'm not alleging this, I'm not suggesting it, I'm not accusing anyone. I'm going to be very clear because I'm going to use my words very carefully here. If someone told me that umpire at first base, he was the guy calling
John Tumpane.
Yeah. If someone told me or a story came out that he was in debt to the mob and needed to get another run across the board cover the over.
I thought there was a balk prop I hadn't heard of.
No. Yeah, right? Like, what was the over-under on that game last night?
I don't know.
If that covered the over, you need a thorough investigation. Because that made it 6-4.
By the way, I would guess, and I don't know the over-under, but considering the Marlins' offense and the fact they have decent pitching, I bet you the over-under was significantly lower than where they were already at.
Well, it was 9 at that point. That made it 10.
No, I agree. It was definitely lower than that.
Can you guys check that for me, please?
100%.
Okay, I accept
just
what you're saying.
Just based on who the Marlins are?
I totally accept what you're saying. I'm with you.
And the Marlins averaged 3.5 runs a game. That's the other thing. You gave up 4 runs in the first 3 innings, 6 runs in the first 5 innings against an inept offensive team.
Right. Did you find the answer to that for me or no? You're looking still?
You want me to do it? I always have to do this stuff.
I'm seeing
7.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Does that sound like that?
No, because again, like I'm saying, this is a low.
Fair enough.
It wouldn't have had an impact.
So for the sake of the conversation.
No, I think the balk prop bet is the most likeliest thing.
Which one is that?
If there's a balk in a game.
It's probably not.
Like 15-1 odds.
But like, let's just pretend for a minute. And this is the problem with some of the gambling stuff, right? If the over-under, in that game, I want just as a makeup conversation, I want to be clear about that. That did not happen. But what if it was 9? And that first base umpire calls 3 consecutive balks. He is now dictating and controlling a run scoring. It's not like a bang-bang play could go either way.
Right.
He is forcing that runner, Jeff McNeil in this case, around the bases and home without a ball being put into play.
Right.
Would that not, in your opinion, just on the surface, require an investigation?
Well, I mean, I think we already have it in basketball, especially with foul calls late in the game.
Sure.
I think you already kind of have that.
But baseball, that'd be like the only way an umpire could guarantee a run, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, because as a home plate umpire, I guess you could call strikes, balls, and pull an Angel Hernandez, but it's tougher to do that now.
Right, because a guy could also swing at a bad pitch.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like, the only way for an umpire to guarantee a run scoring...
Just call balks.
...is to just call a balk.
And by the way, Richard Bleier, who was the pitcher, had never been called for a balk in his major league career.
Now.
Until last night.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Did you think the last one was a balk?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you, being at the game...
Hard to tell.
I had no idea.
Fair enough. Okay.
Because I didn't have the ability to also see the replay. I was also so pissed off at the time, even though they got the run home. I just knew they were dead. They were lifeless.
That they weren't going to use that to their advantage.
That I didn't even have the urge to check my phone. Because remember this, they get the run on the balk, skippity-doo-dah. They come up in the bottom of the 9th inning, down by 2 runs. They're in the game.
Right.
Do you know what happened in the bottom of the 9th inning? Do you remember?
I mean, I was watching it, but go
ahead. What happened?
Feel free.
I don't think you watched it.
Evan, let's not do
this. I'll save you, because I love you. Strikeout.
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 Yes.
Dylan Floro, who no one's confusing with Edwin Diaz, struck out the Mets.
Modem.
Bing, boom, bomb. It was disgraceful.
Yes.
And so you're right. Like, you said something before that's correct, and unfortunately I will not be in the building tonight. It has nothing to do with the Mets' struggles. They go down early. Yeah.
You're going to have that weird feel, that bad feeling.
Of course.
Yeah, that's natural. It's like the Yankees in August. Now they, you know, overcame it.
Yeah, they overcame it because they didn't. They weren't in a, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Don't do it.
You guys won the AL East. I don't want to take any shots.
Yeah, you want a, do you want a sweatshirt?
Of saying what?
AL East champions?
No.
No? No. I'm the only guy here that's going to get a sweatshirt?
But I will agree to this.
Go ahead.
If the Mets win the division.
You want a sweatshirt?
I would absolutely take the sweatshirt.
But that's the only one you get.
Done.
Like, I'm not getting you a World Series sweatshirt.
Done.
Not getting you an NLCS sweatshirt. That's the only one I will get you.
Done.
But I will get it for you.
Done.
Locked in.
Done.
All right.
Coward.
Wow. No
Coward.
Confidence. Total confidence.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
What confidence do I have? I don't even think the Mets are going to win the National League East at this point.
Well, I guess that's fair.
And I've been firm all year, but this is really challenging my confidence. Because I've been calm all year, as much as you may not admit it. I really have. But I don't know. You know what I can see happening, Craig? You're going to think I'm nuts. Tell me if you can't see this happening. Mets lose tonight. We're all freaking out. Okay? They go to Atlanta this weekend and win 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Get it tied with the tiebreaker. Lose a game to Washington, lose a division.
I know you heard about
could
that.
Could you not see that happen?
100%
because
I could,
Because if you think about how the lead has gotten to where it's gotten, that's how it's happened.
Yeah.
The Mets beat the Dodgers. For the most part, the Mets beat the Braves. I know they lost 3 out of 4 in Atlanta last time. I acknowledge that. But they also won 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
They also won 2 out of 3 in Atlanta before that.
They've had a great year.
They've had a tremendous season, but they've allowed this to come back based on these losses to bad teams, and they still have 4 games left against the Marlins and Nationals.
So remember earlier in the show when I told you that the day off was important to people, and the Atlanta Braves may not want to play tomorrow because of how they would line their pitching up for the series.
Yeah, because they haven't an off day with the Mets.
So you remember that conversation, right?
Yeah.
Mike Puma of the New York Post, where they buy downloads, is now reporting that the Mets were willing to move today's game to 4 p.m. and then play tomorrow night in Atlanta ahead of the weather. The Braves declined.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, I mean, I couldn't be more accurate.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Good job by that. But Mike got it more specifically than I did with the Mets even making the offer. So well done on that. Yeah. I mean, we don't pay for dollars.
And the Mets were willing to move today's game to 4 o'clock.
The Mets and Marlins were willing to move today's game up so that they could travel.
And then play tomorrow night
at a better hour.
Right.
Fly down to Atlanta like 8:30, 9 o'clock, as opposed to what's going to be midnight or so.
Yeah, but then the Braves would need the Nationals to move their game up.
Well,
I mean, the Mets moving their game up benefits the Mets. Now, but you are right.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about it in my head right now. The Braves didn't have an off day Monday. The Mets did.
The Mets
are equipped because of all these off days. First of all, they have a rested bullpen. You could argue a 2-rested bullpen, which is why Edwin Diaz pitched last night. And you've got a rotation where guys are going to have extra rest because of all the off days that they've had. So it does put the Mets in an easier spot.
I think tonight, if you're a diehard Met fan, and obviously the last 7 games, this is now must-see TV. But I don't feel like Met fans are talking that way. Like, Yankee fans were with Judge, obviously, and the crowds were crazy.
I'm sorry, what did
and,
you
like,
say?
The this Mets, whole thing happened.
The Mets what? Met fans what?
Like, it doesn't seem like the Met fan is excited for tonight's game.
Well, we're fearful.
You'll get a dog.
No, I think we're scared. I mean, it's not just tonight. I think it's the history. Sometimes the old DNA comes out, because especially when you see the Marlins, Craig, especially when you see the Marlins.
Yeah.
I think that as great as this season has been, and it has been a really, really good regular season, it's fearful. I sat there last night in the building.
Yeah, miserable.
And there was a miserable feeling. I'm not talking about the attendance. I'm not getting on that.
Who did you go to the game with?
With my dad.
Nice.
And my dad and I were also together for, I think, all 3 of the Chicago games. Okay?
Yes.
You know where they got their asses swept?
Yes.
That one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And it had that same just negative feel. Why is that funny to you, Mr. New Yorker?
Because your passion fascinates me.
Why is that?
Your reaction to things fascinates me.
I'm being honest.
I know. I appreciate that.
Well, what fascinates you?
It shouldn't be negative. The thing's funny to me.
We should not be negative based on last night and
beat the Marlins tonight.
I agree.
Let's go.
But look,
like, what are we doing?
Even if they beat the Marlins tonight, which is a huge priority, they have set it up where they have to go to Atlanta and beat the defending world champions 2 out of 3.
By the way,
they got to do that.
You're 9-7 against the Braves this year, correct?
Yes.
All right. So there you go. Let's go.
3-4 in Atlanta.
And, oh, by the way.
3-4 in Atlanta.
You have Bassett, DeGrom, and Scherzer pitching.
I get that.
That's what is supposed to be your advantage going into a short series.
Craig, you have the guys on the mound you want. No doubt about it.
So what are we worried about?
You don't get it?
I do get it.
What are we worried about? Yeah, they've had a divisional lead 98% of the season. Evan. They're now tied for first place.
Yeah.
They're coming off a listless loss to the Marlins last night. The Braves have been the better team for like 3 months right now. And you're asking me?
Yeah.
Marte's return is not imminent.
Right.
We don't even know when they're going to play this weekend.
Yeah.
And you're asking me, what you worried about?
And I'll tell you why I say that. Because for the last 4 months, you and your douchey brethren remind me every day of the week, we've got Scherzer and DeGrom.
Yeah.
We've got the two best pitchers in baseball. Well, I'll tell you what. If I had the two best pitchers in baseball, which I don't, going to a three-game series to win the division, I'd feel pretty damn good.
I should feel good. The reason I don't feel good,
Scherzer
I'll be honest with him.
Scherzer and DeGrom.
The reason I don't feel good is twofold. I'll be honest with you.
Because you don't trust DeGrom anymore.
Well, I'll get to that. I was going to get to that second. But you want to get to that first?
Well, I mean, I already put it out there.
I'm nervous about DeGrom.
Fair enough.
Because his last three starts against three pathetic baseball teams, the Chicago Cubs, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and then the Oakland Athletics, have led a lot to be desired.
Yes.
While he was brilliant for the first five against Pittsburgh, in the sixth inning, not the eighth inning, the sixth inning, he hit a wall and gave up a bomb to O'Neill Cruz. The Cub game was a very average DeGrom performance. And then the last game we saw, he got bombed worse than I've seen since San Francisco 2016. You have no idea what game that is, and that's fine.
Hey, Big Mac, do you remember sitting here with me and hearing all summer long, Scherzer and DeGrom, Scherzer and DeGrom, we've got Scherzer and DeGrom.
Yeah, I heard a lot of things.
And now they have it set up the same way they would set up any playoff series other than the order. Obviously, Bassett wouldn't pitch game one. You know, Scherzer and or DeGrom would. And now all of a sudden, the pitching matchup that they've been flaunting in our faces all year is set up to give them a division title, and they're not confident.
Well, there's also a second thing I didn't get to, and that is the offense. Outside of Lindor and Alonso, I know Escobar's had a huge September. It's very tough to be that confident in this lineup, especially when you go up against a tough guy like Max Fried. They've struggled against lefties all season long. So it's not just simply DeGrom, because I do have a lot of confidence in Max. Yeah. Max has come back from the IL and he's been great. But the DeGrom thing's a worry. And maybe it's a victim of his own dominance over the last few years.
Yeah.
But I'll be perfectly honest, and I'm the biggest DeGrom fanboy, show, whatever term you want to use, I am worried off his last three starts. I apologize. If that offends my fellow Met fan, I'm just being honest. Now, I hope DeGrom shuts me up and goes 7 scoreless against the Braves this weekend, but do you think that's going to happen?
I do not.
I hope so.
6 maybe, not 7.
No, by the way, you're not wrong. Yeah. See, here's the thing, and you can give me that silly argument of I knew ahead of time. You can do that. You were full of crap last year with the whole DeGrom's a 6-inning
man. He's a 6-inning.
And I fought you on it because I don't think you were true to it.
Okay.
Now,
there
is legit concern based on how he's done later in games and the lack of throwing that many pitches that DeGrom truly is at best a 6-inning man. See, I'll admit it when it's true.
I have something to cheer you up.
Go ahead.
I got something to cheer you up. I think it's kind of like maybe like a 4-leaf clover, a rabbit's tail, or a foot, or whatever that is. I got something for you.
I believe it's just going to piss me off. But try. Go ahead.
And Tommy knows what it is. He's miserable looking at him over there. You ready?
Yeah.
I think this is going to cheer you and all Met fans up because it's kind of like your thing, right?
What's my thing?
Go ahead, Big Mac.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. We haven't gotten to hear that with Leeds lately. I heard it last night down by 3 runs in the 9th inning, and everybody's freaking out. I'm like, what are we excited about? We're down by 3 runs.
Maybe Jerry Seinfeld was right.
Nah, because Diaz hasn't struggled. Like, he hasn't been the problem. The problem is they're not giving Edwin Diaz close games. Even when they've won games, they haven't been close. So he hasn't been asked to get 6 saves.
Remember about a month ago when that was all the rage? Everybody in America.
Yeah, but I'm sorry,
New York
guys.
Mets, that doesn't. Timmy the trumpet.
That doesn't.
Woo-hoo!
It doesn't piss me off. It doesn't do anything to me because it's so irrelevant to the concerns that are going around the Mets. So, like, I appreciate the effort by both of you.
You're welcome.
But if Edwin Diaz was blowing saves, like if he blows tonight's game or he blows a game this weekend, absolutely that would piss me off, 100%. Yeah. But Edwin Diaz has been irrelevant during this stretch because when they've been winning, and they had a great road trip, they haven't needed him to do much. Like, Edwin Diaz was in a spot last night where he had to pitch. No matter what the score was, Edwin Diaz was coming into the game. So I appreciate the effort of trolling. I do. doesn't work.
I think it's pretty funny. Because that month ago, you couldn't turn a New York street corner without some jackass playing a trumpet in your face.
No, I get that, but it's not relevant to the Mets' struggles. Do you see what I'm saying?
I know, but it makes me happy.
I know. Listen. What? You know what probably annoy me?
Where'd all the trumpet players go?
You know what I think would annoy me, especially going into tonight?
What's that?
See, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to help the troll, but you may not want to do it.
And then we'll take a break, and then don't forget at 5 o'clock, we got Wag Wednesday with Sarah Jury Seals. She's the Indiana teacher who was just hotter than all the other teachers, so they got pissed off and fired her when she started making bank on OnlyFans. But go ahead.
That seems fair. I think going into tonight, coming off last night.
Her nickname is Buttercup.
Was it really?
Yeah. You like that, I know.
The thing that would annoy me is remembering back to Tommy Glavine versus Dontrell Willis.
Ugh.
Remembering
last
back
game of the year.
To the last game at Shea the following season. Remembering that. Like last night, the Mets did something on their little TV screen. You guys didn't see this unless you were at the game and there weren't many people at the game. They did a trivia contest, okay?
All right.
And one of the questions was, you probably will know it, which I'm impressed by.
Go ahead.
What two-time Cy Young Award winner pitched a complete game victory on this date against the Marlins in the second-to-last game of the season in 2008?
That was the trivia question?
Yeah, and the answer is clearly, come on.
You going to Big Mac on that one, right? Big Mac, what's the answer?
Well, Big Mac doesn't care about the Mets. He doesn't even watch them.
Come on,
Big
Mac.
I don't watch. No, I don't know. I don't know Tommy Glavine.
It wasn't Tommy Glavine.
It wasn't Tom Glavine.
What are you,
no,
that's,
I'm kidding.
Tommy Glavine.
I mean, you never saw Greg Maddux pitch before?
That's what I'm saying.
John,
you got that Smoltz? Outside corner all night long. That's how Tommy Glavine did it.
By the way, Tommy, you know the answer?
It was Johan Santana.
Okay, so here's my problem.
I did a whole
problem.
Bit with Steve Summers on it. We need a hero.
Here's my problem with that trivia question.
Yeah.
All I think about, as great as Johan was that day, torn meniscus, 3 days rest, was amazing. Yeah. All I could think about was the next day. They played 162 against the Marlins and closed down Shea Stadium when Scott Schoenweiss is giving up big home runs. So you ask a trivia question that you think is cute because it has to do with the Mets and the Marlins, and you're like, no, bro. All that does is bring up bad memories. And facing the Marlins this time of year, I admit, brings up bad memories.
Well, yeah, because you blew a 7-game lead with 17 to play in 2007. Yes, I remember it well. We were here. We were all here together.
And it was all the same. That's what's so crazy. Lose on Friday night, get a brilliantly pitched game on Saturday, John Main in 07, Johan in 08, and then lose a brutal game the last game of the season. The Marlins have a history with us. Now, does that have anything to do with Pete Alonso? No, I know that. It has nothing to do with Taijuan Walker. We all know that. But as Met fans, it's in our DNA.
Yes.
And when you're
yes.
facing the Marlins in what should have been the last few home games of the season, but Rob Manfred decided to have a lockout, which, by the way, we're still feeling. Those three games against Washington were made-up games.
I don't know what you're
What the hell
that.
Was that?
He's trying to be cute and play like a post-game press conference from that game.
Oh.
But he did it without permission, so he's fired.
Nice try. What's this?
This is called Steve Summers not wanting to talk.
The 2-2 pitch, and it's lined in the air to right. Ryan Church is there, moves up, makes the catch, and that retires the side.
Is this highlights from Johan's game?
The big pitch to Baker in the
he was great that day.
How long is this?
No, wait, Steve, like 5.5 minutes.
1-2 pitch is swung on and missed.
Who's that? Name the voice.
Tom McCarthy.
Wayne
Randazzo.
No.
Wayne Hagelman.
Hagenberger.
I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to listen to it then. I don't want to listen to it now. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nice try.
Oh, come on. That was funny for a second.
Could you produce one bit for Steve Summers and you saved it on your phone, you jackass?
That's so true.
And you played for your kids once in a while. Look what Daddy did 15 years ago before he met your mother. He was a big star. He was on his way. But his olive oil voice and his blink charm. That's right. He ruined one of Walt's International's finest POAs. Speaking of which, Wag Wednesday's coming up at 5 o'clock with Sarah Jury Seals. She's, again, like everyone else, top 1% of all OnlyFans models. Your calls, getting ready for tonight's huge New York Met game, while the Yankees do have Aaron Judge in the lineup tonight. So if you're still holding out hope that Aaron Judge does it, let's be honest. There's not a Yankee fan alive that wants it to happen tonight. Now we're in a place where we can be greedy. Now you want him to wait to do it at Yankee Stadium. But give the guy credit. He's not taking the night off.
He's playing. I'd be very curious. So, Yes Network was bragging about their ratings for last night's Yankees game.
By the way, I should say, Marchand does have an article that just came out about what you and I were discussing earlier.
What?
Whether or not the Yankees will talk to Amazon.
To move Friday night's
game? Or have it on both.
Yeah, both is fine.
So that the Amazon broadcast, which is done with the Yes announcers anyway.
Right.
That game will appear on Yes and on Amazon. Marchand reported that conversations, I guess, have begun.
That has to happen.
So there you go.
And that's a good job
so
by the
Letitia
Yankees.
So Letitia James doesn't have to get involved, Olga.
Right, because this one actually does cost money. I'd give the Yankees a lot of credit because I was ready to rip them as hypocrites if they were mad at Apple TV Plus, but not this. But it sounds like they're moving in the right direction.
And by the way, when someone has a story, you credit them for it. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
It really isn't. I am curious.
To be fair, I also, as Evan knows,
what?
I reached out to the Yankees at 1 this afternoon.
Yes, you did.
Asking that exact question.
And you know why you reached
and
out.
And I did, because you told me to.
I bothered Craig every day this week.
Okay. I was like, get an answer. Oh, Marchand got it first.
So they gave it to him
before you? But he got it first. I don't know who he got it from. He probably got it from Michael Kay, who's his best friend.
Oh,
yeah, makes sense. Why, that's why there's all these articles about Michael in the paper, because he and Marchand got together to try to unseat us as number one. It's not going to happen, of course, but that's what they're in cahoots on. Yeah, that's all.
Well, last night's Yankees game on Yes.
Yeah.
And Yes was tweeting about it. They're very excited, rightfully so. Was the highest rated Yankee game since Jeter's last game at Yankee Stadium, right? Huge number. Massive number. What does tonight's number look like? Because last night you had clinching the AL East, which is an absolutely cool moment. I was playing with Big Mac the other day. Genuinely, that is a great moment. You won a division. 100%, no jokes, nothing like that. They had a huge number. So now tonight, the only thing you're watching is maybe Gerrit Cole. I was getting ready for the playoffs, maybe. But really, it's Judge. What does that number look like?
And I do not think it's as big as last night.
Well, it's not going to be as big, but the size of it will give us a better indication of how people are into this race or the battle for the Triple Crown, because that's a factor, too.
Yeah, listen, it's a lot of people are interested. Like you said, just under 1 million people watched last night. It's got nothing to do with the Yes. That's the comical thing about releasing ratings like that. But good for them. It's a big number, a lot of people watching, and they do a good job. So that's it. What else do you want to tell you? Like, bragging about ratings is so beneath us. Every minute of every day for the last year and a half, we've been number one. But, I mean, that's not our style to brag. Like, we all do a good job. We're all working really hard. We're just happy to come to work. Tripling you.
I was waiting for it.
Oh, I'm just kidding. That's not, we're having fun.
You're not.
Can't everybody just get along and not be so sensitive and insecure?
You're not kidding.
And then have a good time. We're number one.
You're not kidding.
I just don't understand why people can't. We're number one. Enjoy. Like, we can do our thing. They do their thing. You do your thing. We're number one. And listen, the chips fall. They fall. No one's getting fired. Of course, we're not because we're number one. But the reality is that it does. Like, let's have some fun. Like, this is supposed to be fun. We're number one. I just don't understand why we're number one. It's not fun for everybody. That's all. Let's all put our cards on the table. We're number one, you're not. And just let it go. That's all. I'm having fun, man. I can tell you that.
I am curious. What were the Mets ratings last night on SNY?
Apparently, they didn't release them.
That's
those.
The problem. If you only release it when they're good, I assume when you don't release them, then I have no idea.
I mean, I guess Tommy could find out, but I don't know. Obviously, it's going to be a small portion of what the Yankees did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.